Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, The Realm of Impossibility.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be?" And the angel responded, "Nothing will be impossible for God." St. Francis of Assisi is quoted as saying, "Start by doing what is necessary, then do what is possible, and suddenly you are doing the impossible." As followers of God's dream, we are invited to live always in the realm of impossibility, especially when we don't understand, which is often. What are the seemingly impossible things that confront us these days? There are so many. Our planet is threatened by global warming and the disaster of climate change, and yet we are challenged to move forward with courage, sacrifice, and creativity. How can this be? Nothing will be impossible for God. COVID-19 has decimated our world population and continues to grow in its impact, and yet we are offered a vaccine that may save millions of lives. Can we trust it? Can we access it for those in need? How can this be? Nothing will be impossible for God. Nearly 80 million refugees are wandering around our earth, displaced from their homes and looking for a place and resources to live. And yet, we have a surplus of housing and food in many parts of the world. The food so desperately needed by some is rotting in the fields of others. If only we could learn to share. How can this be? Nothing will be impossible for God. The reign of God became flesh in the womb of a virgin thousands of years ago. She said yes to a story that seemed impossible. And it happened, because she let go of her own need for control. She was willing to share her life. She opened herself to an unknown future that would transform the universe. The reign of God is aching to be born again. We too are being asked to believe, to trust, to open our hands and minds and lives to unheard of possibilities. Behold, we are the handmaids of the Lord. May it be done to us according to your word. Have a blessed Advent.